Atlantis and Other Places. Stories of Alternate History. By Harry Turtledove. Narrated by Todd McLaren. Copyright 2010 by Harry Turtledove. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Harry Turtledove and Scoville Galen Ghosh Literary Agency, and was produced in the year 2010 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Audubon in Atlantis. Delicate as if walking on eggs, the riverboat Augustus Caesar eased in alongside the quay at New Orleans. Colored roustabouts, bare to the waist, caught lines from the boat and made her fast. The steam whistle blew several long, happy blasts, telling the world the stern wheeler had arrived. Then black smoke stopped belching from the stacks as the crew shut down the engines. The deck stopped quivering beneath John Audubon's feet. He breathed a silent sigh of relief. For all the time he'd spent aboard boats and ships, he was not a good sailor, and knew he never would be. Any motion, no matter how slight, could make his stomach betray him. He sighed. A long sea voyage still lay ahead of him. Edward Harris came up and stood alongside him.
"Well, my friend, we're on our way," he said.
"It's true, we are, and we shall do that which has not been done, while it may yet be done."
As Audubon always did, he gathered enthusiasm when he thought about the goal and not the means by which he had to accomplish it. His English was fluent, but heavily flavored by the French that was his birth speech. Even with an accent, he would have spoken more mushily than he liked.